Come on, load. I just can't get this page to load. I need to change my fantasy football team. The deadline's in 1 hour. Error. Oh, computers. I'm going to give Jack a call. He'll know how to fix it. Yeah, I'll give him a quick call on Skype.
Hi, Rich. How's it going?
Good. Well, not that good. I'm having a few problems with my computer. I can't get this page to load. I need to change my fantasy football team. I've only got an hour before the deadline.
Ah, I think you should choose Harry Kane as your captain this week.
Great, but I don't need help choosing my team. I need some help getting my computer to work. I was wondering if you might be able to help.
No problem. I can take a look. What's not working?
Every time I try to open the page, it says error.
Could you send me a screenshot of the error message?
How do you do that?
Don't worry. We can look at that later. Would you mind sharing your screen with me?
You're in the UK, Jack, and I'm in Spain. It might take a long time to get to you.
You don't need to send it to me physically. We can share screens online through Skype.
Ah, sorry, Jack. This could be a long call. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
I've been having a few problems with my computer lately. So, in this week's podcast, we're going to take a look at some of the language we need to discuss our computer and how it works, or not works, in my case.
Don't worry, we're not going to get too technical. We can't, because Rich would get confused.
Very funny. In our practice conversation, we'll use lots of nouns connected to computers, and you'll be able to test your knowledge and understanding of these words in the activities on the page below this podcast.
But in the podcast, we're going to focus on the verbs and phrases that might be more difficult to understand when talking about computers and computer problems.
At the end of the podcast, your task will be to write some step-by-step instructions about how to do something on your computer using language that you've heard in this podcast.
Don't forget, there's more information about the language we use on the page below and activities to help you understand.
Make sure you listen to the end of the podcast because we've got another football phrase for you as well.
In this section, we're going to role play a situation where Rich is having a few problems with his computer and I'm going to help him.
This is a role play, but it's actually something I do quite often. Call Jack for some technical advice with my computer.
While you're listening, we want you to try to answer two questions.
The first question is, what problem or problems do I have?
And the second question is, do I solve Rich's problem for him?
Okay, let's start.
Okay, Rich, you have a problem with your computer. What exactly is the problem?
Well, I need to change my fantasy football team. Raheem Sterling is suspended, so I want to replace him with Kevin De Bruyne. I've only got an hour.
That's great, Rich, but I didn't mean the problems you have with your fantasy football team. I meant, what's the problem with your computer?
Ah, right, yes. I'm trying to look at the fantasy football homepage and the page won't load. I'm just getting a blank screen.
Is it just fantasy football or is it everything? Can you try loading the BBC or something?
Nah, that doesn't work either. Just a blank page.
Okay. There are a few things to try before we get too technical. First of all, let's check to see if your Wi-Fi's on.
How do I know if it's on or not?
Okay, have a look in the bottom right corner of your screen. Can you see something that looks like a slice of pizza with some lines through it?
No slice of pizza.
Is there a little arrow pointing up?
Yes.
Okay, click on that and you should see the pizza slice now.
I see it.
That's the Wi-Fi icon to say you're connected. Click on it or hover over it with your mouse. What does it say?
Internet access, connected, secured.
So, you're connected, Could you press F5 on your keyboard and see if anything changes? F5 refreshes your page. It loads it again.
No, nothing. Still a blank page.
Let's try something else.
Okay, what should I try now?
Which browser are you using?
Browser?
Which web browser? Are you using Google Chrome?
Internet Explorer?
Really? Try opening another one. Open Google Chrome and see if that works.
I don't think I have Google Chrome.
Oh, really? Okay. You're going to have to download it then.
How do I download it? Hold on, I think I've got it here. I downloaded it ages ago, but I've never used it.
That's lucky. But is it installed on your computer?
What do you mean?
Can you find it in your programs on the start menu?
No, it's in my downloads.
Okay, you need to install it. Just double-click on the file and follow the instructions.
Okay, I'll do that.
Call me back when you've got it installed, all right?
Hi again. I can see a little Google picture on my screen.
That's a desktop icon. It's a shortcut that will take you where you want to go. Click on it and see if Chrome opens.
Still a blank screen. Nothing.
Really? Could you try turning your computer off and on?
Okay, I'll call you back. Everything's working now. Thanks, Jack. I'm using Chrome and looking at the Fantasy Football homepage. I can change my team now. These computers, they have a mind of their own.
They really don't, Rich. At least you can change your fantasy football team now. Remember, I'd go for Harry Kane as captain this week. And get Sterling out of your team. He's suspended, remember?
I've got 15 minutes until the deadline. Speak later.
Earlier, we asked you two questions. What problem does Rich have? And do I solve Rich's computer problem?
Can you answer those questions now?
The answers are, Rich's problem was accessing the internet, and did I solve Rich's problem? Well, maybe. I helped, but I'm not sure the solution was really because of me. When we're helping someone do something on the computer, we usually have to give them instructions. When we give instructions, we often use the imperative. The imperative is the infinitive without to. I said, click on that, or hover over that, in the conversation.
We use the imperative for all types of instructions. A coach giving instructions to his players will use the imperative a lot. The coach would use verbs like run, shoot, pass, and tackle.
It's very useful. We could tell people how to make a cake using verbs like use, mix, pour, and heat.
Or how to change a tyre on a car using verbs like put, raise, take off, and put on.
Another thing you might have noticed was how we link the different instructions together. Earlier I said, first of all, let's see if your Wi-Fi is on. But you can also say things like, the first thing you do is, firstly, or to start with.
To link different steps together, we can use linking words like next, then, after this. We might say firstly at the beginning, but we don't usually say secondly or thirdly. It doesn't sound very natural. It's better to say something like, then what you do is, or when you've done this, you...
We don't always just use the imperative when giving instructions. we use lots of polite questions too. You might have noticed me asking Rich a few of these earlier.
Jack said, could you press F5 on your keyboard? And could you try turning your computer off and on?
Imperatives can be a bit rude sometimes because they're orders. So we often change the order into a request by adding a modal verb, like in the examples before.
If you wanted to be even more polite, you could have said, would you mind pressing F5 on your keyboard? Or would you be so kind as to turn your computer on and off?
Yes, I could have said that, but I don't think it was necessary. That was too formal. If you want to learn more about being polite in English, have a listen to last week's podcast. There's a link on the side of this page.
In this week's podcast, we've been looking at the language of computers and giving instructions. There are some activities below to help you with this.
And this week's task is to give some instructions about how to do something on a computer. Do you know any useful tricks or shortcuts? It could be how to copy and paste something, how to take a screenshot, how to add an attachment to an email, anything really.
The important thing is to use some of the language we've used in this podcast. We want you to write some step-by-step instructions for other listeners.
And we want you to look at other listeners' instructions and follow them on your computer or laptop. Let other listeners know if you can follow their instructions or not.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was transfer window. The transfer window is closed. Clubs can't sign any new players until January.
I'm pretty happy with Liverpool's transfer business this summer.
Well done to El Ghul and Khaldun 83 from Algeria, Rafael Arsi from Brazil, Emir from Bosnia, Lubomir and Violinka from Ukraine, Ahmed Adam from Sudan and Quasimanifest from Ghana. You all got the right answer.
What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is... The... is a point in the Premier League season where there are no Premier League matches because many players are away playing for their countries in international tournaments or friendlies.
I'm always a bit disappointed when the... arrives, as it means Liverpool aren't playing.
Don't worry, Rich. It's only a week. Maybe you can fix your computer this weekend instead.
Good idea. Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And don't forget to listen to our new roundup show called This Week. All the action from Match Week 3 is on the Premier Skills homepage now.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.